This is Morning Edition from NHPR. Open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act began on Wednesday, but consumers are more confused than ever given the uncertainty over health care policy in Washington this past year. The New Hampshire Insurance Department is hosting its annual public hearing on health insurance this morning at the UNH School of Law in Concord. Alex Feldwebel is deputy commissioner for the department, and he joins us now in the studio to clear up some of that confusion surrounding enrollment this year. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Thanks so much for coming in today. I want to ask you, what are the main concerns that you've been hearing from consumers so far this year? Well, what are people most confused about?
Well, one of the first things we noticed is that some consumers were receiving renewal notices. These are people who already signed up for the exchange for this year. And they're required by federal standards to receive a renewal notice from their carrier. And the renewal notices are showing increases in the required premium contribution that are very large. And they're concerned that they can't afford it.
When we say very large, are we talking about multiples, hundreds of percentage points?
Yes. Okay. For example, the one that I looked at was a consumer whose contribution was $230 a month, and it went up to $640 a month. And the unfortunate thing about it is that that's not likely to be accurate at all, and it's not a problem attributable to the health carrier. They're required to give a notice in a certain format. The problem is that the estimate of what the subsidy is that you will receive is based on last year's number. And what's happening this year is because the average premium is going up by so much, 52% in the individual market, the subsidies are going up as well in order to keep pace with that.
But these renewal notices aren't showing the effect of the subsidies.
Right.
Okay.
So we're encouraging people to go online and use that shopping tool where they'll get an accurate statement of what their premium contribution is going to be. We are getting more questions. We do absolutely have a sense there's more confusion this year. Some people have the impression that the subsidies are not there anymore when, in fact, they are.
So that's really what you're dealing with, obviously, is just the idea that people are getting hearing a lot of things come out of Washington, but really nothing has changed at the moment as far as enrollment this year.
That's correct.
The average rate hike for premium prices, as you stated, is about 52% for New Hampshire next year for people who are paying the sticker price for insurance. That's usually people of a higher income who don't qualify for subsidies. What is the reason for the increase?
Well, there are a number of reasons. First of all, healthcare prices and utilization have been going up. Secondly, the carriers all lost money in 2016, so they're making up for lost ground. And thirdly, there's at the federal level, cancellation of the payments for cost-sharing reductions. Those are payments that go to the health carriers, and they have to make up for that loss in their pricing. So those three things have essentially driven these rates that we're seeing.
What about people who do still qualify for the subsidies?
The biggest message for them is go online, shop, look at what your premium contribution level is. It's likely to be very similar to last year. But your choices are different. We have fewer carriers on the market. We have three now. Just a couple of years ago, we had five. And the plans are different. Things are changing. It's important to go online and make sure that you're selecting the plan that's best for you.